WWTC saluting rockabilly of the 50s, and that was Sugary Sugary. And welcome back to the Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown on WWTC. We're counting down the top 40 songs for August 29th, 1957. Now we crack the top 10 with Nat King Cole. Send for me. Mellow Nat King Cole with just pages and pages of unforgettable hits. That song's number 10 this week.
What a darn good life when you got a wife like Honey Cole.
Number 16 last week, number 9 this week. Jimmy Rogers' first number 1 hit. Honeycomb. And this is the Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown on WWTC. Lots of big names here in the top 10 this week. And then there's a guy by the name of Russ Hamilton with our number 8 song. It's called Rainbow. 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 Russ
I'm
Hamilton.
Saving my money.
Russ Hamilton and Rainbow, number 8. And the number 7 spot on our Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown is occupied by a group from Los Angeles, first known as the Robins. These are the Coasters and Searching.
Wanna find her. Wanna find her. You know I'll bring her in someday.
Probably one of the most entertaining groups to ever be on the stage, the Coasters and Searching. That's song number 7. Here's a wax to watch. It's bubbling under our Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown this week. It's Ursel Hickey, Down the Road. WWTC saluting the year 1957, the first year that rockabilly really blossomed onto the charts. That's Ursel Hickey and Going On Down That Road. Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown continues with song number 6. Next, song number 6 on our Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown is the first hit for Phil and Don Everly. The Everly Brothers and Bye Bye Love. The first hit for the Everly Brothers got as high as number 2, Bye Bye Love, and their follow, Wake Up Little Susie, then hit number 1. The Everly Brothers with song number 6 on our Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. When you look back over the charts, it's amazing to find some big artists that really did not sell and were not appreciated fully in their own time. One of those people is Chuck Berry. No Money Down.
As I was motivating back in town.
Oh. Chuck Berry, an auto assembly line worker in St. Louis, released a lot of records in the 50s that didn't sell, but you hear them today and they do sound like solid gold. WWTC with the Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown reaching song number 5 in 1956 under the name Buddy Holly and the Three Tunes on the Decca label. It didn't go anywhere. Now it's released on the Brunswick label. The first hit for the Crickets.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yeah. That'll be the day.
Just known as the Crickets then, That'll Be the Day was their first hit, Buddy Holly, lead singer. And Norman Petty, who produced much of the Buddy Holly stuff back in the 50s, interestingly enough, had a song on the charts himself. It was number 96 on Billboard's Hot 100 on August 29th, 1957. It was called First Kiss. Buddy Holly. Bigger today than he was in 1957. We'll be right back. Brontosaurus Stomp there. Four more songs to go. You're listening to the Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown on WWTC. The year was 1957. The Detroit Lions beat the Cleveland Browns 59-14 for the NFL championship. Lou Burdett won three games and the Braves won the World Series. Bob Cousy was the MVP in the NBA. And Jerry Lee Lewis had a whole lot of shaking going on. Number four on TC's Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown.
I'm all over, baby.
Piano of Jerry Lee Lewis, and he destroyed a few pianos in his time, didn't he? That was his first big hit. Whole lot of shaking going on. One of the big Sun artists there, Jerry Lee Lewis. And do you remember the furor in the country when Jerry Lee Lewis, who almost graduated from Bible school and became a minister, he married his 13-year-old cousin. And a lot of people got upset about that, and many radio stations in the country wouldn't play his music. Whole lot of shaking going on. Number four this week in our Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. Here's song number three. Elvis.
Baby, baby, love me, baby. You love me, tell me that. I just want to be your baby.
No, 50 million Elvis fans weren't wrong. Teddy Bear, number three this week in our Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. That song would eventually go on to be number one for seven big weeks. All Shook Up was number one for 8 weeks in 1956. Too Much was number one for 3 weeks. Jailhouse Rock was number one for 6 weeks. Elvis Presley literally owned the charts, the number one spots in 1956 and 1957. Some pretty good rock and roll instrumentals out in 1957, too, like this one from Bill Justice. This is Raunchy. WWTC, remembering the great golden instrumentals. That's Bill Raunchy and Justice, an extra this week to our Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. The number two spot on our chart this week, occupied by a 16-year-old kid from Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. This is the first hit for Paul Anka. Number two, Diana. A song about Paul Anka's babysitter. On August 29th, 1957, Paul Anka's first Diana is number two, and it hit number one the next week. I'm looking for an authentic 1957 graduate. If you graduated in the year 1957, will you give me your call here at WWTC? The number's 338-1280, and I have for you an 8-pack of Coca-Cola. We have an authentic 1957 graduate on the phone here. Harvey Torkelson, you graduated from where in 1957?
South High.
South High.
Old South High.
Where was that located?
On 24th and Cedar.
What do you remember of the year 1957?
The 1957 Chevys.
You do, huh? Did you have one?
No.
You didn't?
No, I had an Oldsmobile.
Did you still have the fuzzy dice hanging from the rearview mirror, though?
Nope.
You didn't? Doggone it, Harvey. You weren't alive in 19...
I didn't get a car till 58. I had to work first.
Oh, I see. Okay, so what are you doing with yourself today? You still listening to the Golden Rock?
Every Saturday.
Okay, that's great, Harvey. We've got an 8-pack of Coca-Cola for you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening.
Mm-hmm.
1957. When you think of that year, you think of the movie American Graffiti, too. Here's a song from American Graffiti. The Diamonds and Little Darlin'. Diamonds from 1957, and it's time now for our number one song on this week's Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. I've got the bear on the drum roll this week. Okay, Goldie Rocks, hit the drum roll. Okay, here we go. Yeah. Very good. Our number one song this week is from the movie Tammy and the Bachelor. Tammy by Debbie Reynolds, number one on TC's Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown.
I hear the cotton.
For the second week in a row, that's Tammy from the movie Tammy and the Bachelor, Debbie Reynolds, who today is selling Singer sewing machines. And that's today's Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown.